Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepop Sinim about Sukamuni Buddha's hippocampus, or the teaching of the law of the universe. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Tikwang Nepop Sinim. 10420, December 19, 2020, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Having a birthday party is the happiest occasion to celebrate as practitioner's age. Those who meet the Dharma and practice in order for their bodies to become healthier can live longer and be able to do many good deeds for others. Thus, they accumulate much good karma, which becomes a great benediction for us. However, it is a most sad situation when practitioners have problems with their bodies and they are not too old yet. Remember that whenever you practice, you become healthy and accomplish Buddhahood, which ultimately becomes a life of the utmost happiness. But when practitioners, such as yourselves, do not have optimal health, then that makes Depop Sinim very sad indeed. Rest assured, Depop Sinim always sending energy and blessings to you so that you can overcome all your bodily problems. Depop Sinim's wish is to see you with a healthy form. So Depop Sinim is sending energy each day and night to all of you, especially to those who are sick, so that you get well soon. However, individual karma is different. Some overcome sicknesses faster, while others have difficulties doing so. Furthermore, it can be difficult to survive depending on karma. But according to cause and condition, which is relations, even though our bodies change, our minds and spirit never change, so that we can always get together life after life. Thus, the connection relation through the Dharma allows us to benefit each other and live an infinite life of togetherness. The more our bodies are uncomfortable, the more we should think about the three jewels of Buddha, the Absolute Truth, Dharma and Sangha. We should do the mantra most sincerely, write the Lotus Sutra and try to understand and read the daily sutra conscientiously. It is also important to meditate to put our bodies at ease, so that our distressed minds become tranquil and we can regain our health. We must be aware that all kinds of good hormones are produced from proteins when our minds are comfortable. These hormones then move throughout our bodies to boost our immune system. To illustrate, two important hormones in the body are serotonin and endorphins, which make the mind comfortable. Furthermore, dopamine is also a very good hormone. However, it can cause excitement in the body, which then leads to making ignorant karma. Thus, we must always manage our minds through meditation so that, while always remaining in the quietude, we can perceive ourselves and see our own thoughts and actions. Furthermore, through deeper meditation, we can even perceive what is deep in our memories, which are deposited in the eight consciousness. This in our brains is called the hippocampus, which means that our memories will determine if we can control our mind or not. Therefore, good memories inevitably bring good sense, good karma and good actions. We should therefore always have the mind of appreciation, doing bodhisattva actions so that our bodies and minds become healthy and we can lead wise lives. Sukamuni Buddha's hippocampus is full of love and compassion. For this reason, his actions always help to rescue sentient beings. So whatever he says through his teachings are always true. This is what we call the teaching of the law of the universe. Congratulations. Thank you very much, Chikwang Nepopsalim. Thank you very much, Chikwang Nepopsanim, and thank you very much for listening. I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.